Molecular virology means we're looking at their basic building blocks, their genes, their proteins, what makes them a virus, instead of what disease they cause. That's our purpose at USAMRID, is to make vaccines to protect soldiers anywhere they might go in the world. And that's why we focus on things that are exotic to the United States. Everybody can go everywhere now. We are seeing viruses in areas where people haven't been before, and we see travelers from those areas bringing them back to us. So it isn't so much that we're looking at new viruses, we're looking at viruses that we just haven't come into contact with before. There clearly have been a lot more casualties due to disease than to any type of war situation. And that's what I'm afraid we could be losing by applied research, by putting all of our money toward HIV, toward dengue, toward malaria, in the case of the military, and not keeping enough funding for the basic research on things that are yet to emerge, or we have no idea what those things might even be. I think people in general like science when they're in science because there's always something new to do. You don't know what you're going to find out, and even if you think you know, you usually are wrong. We're working on DNA vaccines for a number of things, including hantaviruses and Ebola virus and tick-borne encephalitis. So we have gone as far as monkey studies with a lot of these, but not to people with the DNA vaccines yet. You couldn't possibly vaccinate military population to everything you can think of, but the DNA vaccine strategy is one way that you could do multivalent vaccines. The biggest problem for DNA vaccines right now is the delivery, and gene gun is one way to do it. A lot of people have tried intramuscular injection of DNA, but when you do that, it takes a real lot of DNA. I think the big advancements in the next few years are going to be getting that DNA into the cells, not so much changing the technology of the DNA vaccines themselves. So far, the DNA vaccination itself has not been shown to have a deleterious effect on your own genes. We don't have a biological warfare program. That's just... you can say that a million times, and maybe nobody will ever believe it, but to the best of my knowledge, there is no biological warfare program. We do have a biological warfare defense program, and it's a fine line in some cases. In the scientific community, it's very easy to collaborate, and there doesn't seem to me, or never has seemed to be, a big stigma against military versus civilian organizations. We're all working toward the same goals, and we send each other reagents, and I find it to be a very collegial atmosphere in science. It's like your big extended family. Especially if you're a woman in science, try your hardest to encourage other young women to get into this field, because it's still a very male-dominated organization. Well, and it feels like we are doing something good for the whole of humanity. It's a scientists are in this a lot for their own ego, to get their publications and their name made and all, but in the end, a lot of people are in there because they want to do good and help the whole human race. And I think at USAMRID, there's a lot of people like that.